from the day he was born. He was trouble. He was the thorn in his mother's side. She tried in vain,
but he never caused her nothing but shame.
He left home the day she died. From the day she was gone, all he wanted was rock and roll porn and a motorbike, shooting up junk.
He was a low-down, cheap little punk,
taking everyone for a ride. Then Eddie said he didn't like his teddy. You knew he was a no-good kid. But when he threatened your life with a switchblade knife,
what a guy!
Makes you cry.
And I did.
Everybody shoved him.
But he must have been drawn into something, making him warn me in a note which reads,
what's it say?
What's it say?
I'm out of my head. Oh, hurry, or I may be dead. They must soon carry out their evil deeds.
Yeah! And he said he didn't like his tether. You knew it was no good. But then he threatened your life with a switchblade knife.
What a guy!
Makes you cry.
And I did. Then Eddie said he didn't like his tether. You know he was a no good kid. But then he threatened your life with a switchblade knife.
What a guy!
Makes you cry.
Hey, hey, hey. And I did.
Quite the easy mark, you imagine. This sonic transducer, it is, I suppose, some kind of audio vibratory physiomolecular transport device.
You mean?
Yes, Brad. It's something we ourselves have been working on for quite some time. But it seems our friend here has found a means of perfecting it. A device which is capable of breaking down solid matter and then projecting it through space and who knows, perhaps even time itself.
You mean? He's gonna send us to another planet?
Planet! Schmanet! Janet!
You better wise up, Janet Weiss. You better wise up, build your thighs up. You better wise up.
And then she cried out,